Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's good, Houston? My man Rick Kamla's out today. I'm in studio. This is Clint Sterner, by the way, just in case you didn't know. I'm in studio with my man Cecil Shorts III and Wade Smith, former Texans, I hate to just couch you guys as Texans, man. Hell, y'all are NFLers, man. Y'all made your way around the league, true journeyman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said about that. I got cut by a couple, but I didn't get a check from one of them, so I don't know if I can claim them.
Go ahead and claim them.
Yeah, what the hell, man? I do have a helmet. I think I kept a helmet and put it on my wall.
Hey, but, listen, if they ever cut you a check, you were part of that team. And if you were on the team for a week, you got a check.
You guys ever think like that? Like, I don't ever sit back and think about, like, my career or how fortunate, which, I mean, I'm thankful. I mean, I know I was very fortunate, but, like, mm-hmm. I look back at my career sometimes, and it's like instead of thinking about the game, I'm like, man, I mean, I was fortunate enough. I was blessed enough. I picked up a check that had a Cowboy star on it.
Yeah.
I picked up a check that had ESPN and Walt Disney written across the top of it with the SEC Network. I picked me up a check from right here now with Sports Radio 610, the original, the OG of sports talk in the big city. I mean, where else? I mean, is it okay if I'm proud of myself for picking up checks from different places instead of playing time?
Absolutely.
hey, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, that's right. What, hey, you know, even when I was with the Nashville Cats, the Bud Adams, the old Oilers owner,
yeah,
actually they on the so the Titans on that team. I went up and picked up a check from the Philadelphia Soul for a couple of games and Ron Jaworski and who's the musician? Bon Jovi, their company. It's actually an AFL camp, but it came from their bank account. You know what I mean?
I know you got you a couple from overseas as well.
True.
Don't forget about the European checks that you got.
You damn right. There ain't no telling where
you got money coming from everywhere.
Hey, there ain't no. Well, it was never one time. It was just a constant check. So let's pump the brakes a little bit. I just ain't real sure where that Amsterdam money originated. That money I was getting over in Amsterdam. I'm a little worried about where that was coming from. Man, I didn't think about them stories right there. So we are in our training camp story time of players only on Sports Radio 610, and I don't know about y'all, but I can BS with the best of them, and I absolutely love telling stories of training camp. Y'all want me to start this thing off, or one of y'all want to take the lead here?
I think you should pop it off this time because last time you went last.
So it's going to be a little long winded. So excuse me, imagine that, me being long winded. But anyway, so we're in camp with the Cowboys, they come to us. You know, every camp, boy, you grind, and they come. The coach comes to you. He's like, man, if y'all do right today, you know, we have a little off day. We've got a little surprise for y'all. And everybody knows the off day coming up. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm keep in mind that we're 5-11. Not at the time, but this is the organization I'm dealing with, okay? And they come, they say, hey, the first year they come and say, we got an off day, man. We're going to, after practice, you know, we're going to do y'all solid tomorrow. We were in San Antonio at the time. We're going to take y'all to SeaWorld. Have y'all ever been to SeaWorld? Y'all got a kid. Y'all ever been to SeaWorld, Disney World?
Yeah, I went.
What is there more of in Disney World or any kind of amusement park than anything else? Asphalt, right? How many NFL teams you know want to go hang out on the black asphalt, hard asphalt, and walk around that stuff all day on your day off from training camp?
In August, and it's a great state of Texas.
Hey, in San Antonio, it's 110 degrees.
No question.
Right? So that's a terrible-ass idea, right? And you wonder why we were 5-11. Well, I mean, the off day, you beat up my man, all my 300-pounders over there. Their knees were tore up even more. So the next year, the coach says, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to do a rodeo day.
Okay.
So they bus us all up and take us out to this ranch somewhere outside of San Antonio. And we walk into this big cafeteria, really, really nice, nice ranch in this big cafeteria. And they're feeding us and drinking us all the booze you want, which that probably wasn't a good idea either. But, hell, we were doing it. And, you know, I was right in the middle of it. I was leading the show, baby. So fast forward, they got all these like team building events for us, okay? And one of them, you know, they got that guys over there, they're wrestling pigs in one of them, and then they're racing in potato sacks in one of them, all that kind of crap.
Right.
And so I got my boy James Whalen, who he don't live down here, so he ain't listening, but he he is the most competitive dude you've ever been around, right? Y'all all had those dudes where, like, you could be just, like, you want to go, hey, man, can you just chill out? It's just dominoes, man. Like, if you win, let's talk a little trash and move. He would get mad and damn near cry as a grown man if he lose.
We're talking about Waylon, the tight end from Kentucky,
yes,
right?
Yes. He was a hell of a player. Yeah. I mean, he was a hell of a football player. He ran out of talent at some point in time. But we're over in Europe, and this dude, I mean, he led the league in catches. He was a hell of a player. But at this point, we're in training camp, and we come to the competition. And again, let me remind you, he's the overly competitive dude, which one of the reasons I was able to play far beyond my talent was because I'm competitive as hell, and I could compartmentalize as good as anybody, which most NFL players are.
Right.
Or most pro professionals, that's what they do, compartmentalize and compete. But Waylon was like over and above. And so we got a pie-eating contest. And, you know, we get to make our own pies. And essentially it was just they had a bunch of pie sheets and you just squirt whipped cream on the pies. And then guys line up and they just run their tongue all over the whipped cream. And then whoever can do it the fastest wins. Well, Waylon is as competitive as you can imagine. He's got both hands around the first pie. Well, I was the one that made them. And they had just got through doing a cow chip throwing contest. You know what a cow chip is, right?
No.
There you go. It's a turd. It's a cow crap, right? And so they had some flat ones. When a cow craps, it all sticks together, and it's like a big, big, nasty frisbee. So you can throw that thing. So they had a cow chip throwing contest. Who could throw it the furthest?
So y'all was playing with doo-doo?
Yeah. Did I mention we were a little bit busted up? We had some alcohol. But, yeah, that was a cow chip. They had gloves on during that competition, but I didn't give a damn.
That got to be a country thing because I ain't never heard of that in the city.
No, well, I mean, it was
y'all
the,
playing
it was the
with
whole
doo-doo.
Team.
You frisbee and doo-doo.
Well, no, I don't go out. One, I was not raised in the country, but two, I don't go out and play with nobody in the country goes out and plays with cow crap. I mean, this was a competitive. Put gloves on and they threw cow turds. It was my deranged mind that decided I was going to crunch up these cow turds and put them underneath this whipped cream. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Everybody text in at 713-572-4610. If you're from the country or you country, you have country tendencies. Did you ever play with cow chips? Is that something that y'all do or not do? Let me know.
I want to know.
Because I think that Cecil, this is something new. He's never heard the term cow chips before.
At all.
Text in and let us know. Is that something that is a common occurrence
in
the country?
Yeah, it was. Give me that number again, Wade.
713-572-4610.
It was cow chip throwing content. Anyway, here's the point. Is I'm the one that had a couple too many Coors Lights at the time. And I went over and I was making the pie, so I crunched up a bunch of cow turds and put it in with the whipped cream, right? And I lined them up on it. And I knew my boy wasn't even going to see because he was so worried about winning. He was like so zeroed in. He wasn't going. So look, so my man goes and they blow the whistle and he starts just wide, mouth wide open, tongue out, running this dang whipped cream and cow crap all over. Hey, so competitive, he doesn't even realize that what it is until we're done. And fast forward to it's time to go home, right? And we got on two separate buses. You know how they got four buses with the team. We get on two different buses. I'm on the front bus. Go ahead.
You're fast and forward, but I'm trying to figure out how you're still alive after that.
Well,
like, how did you make it to the bus going home after you had him eating cow chips?
One, he was one of my best friends, so it was like he wasn't going to kill me. But anyway, we get on the bus. Well, apparently, like, it was just cow chips. It wasn't no big deal. Well, we get on the bus. He gets on the back bus. I'm on the front bus, and I'm just thinking, I'm drinking another Coors Light. No big deal. And apparently that back bus was rocking something to the tune of Waylon eats crap, and they're rocking it. And now they're just – you know how the locker room is.
Man.
At this point, word is spread that Waylon done ate a cow turd, and they're going crazy back there. And so we get back to the hotel, and he's my roommate, by the way. So we get – Dude, we walk in the room. I have no idea, Wade, what went on the other bus. So I don't know if they've been gassing him up. So I get back to the room, and this dude jumps on me and is, like, wanting to fight. Luckily, he wasn't much bigger than me.
Yeah.
And, right, so I was able to bear hug him and hold close enough to him to where he couldn't. And he wasn't much of a fighter anyway, clearly. But he couldn't get clean shots on me. So he's pop knotting the back of my head, right? Because he's like, you know what I mean? Like, alligator punching me in the back of the head. And y'all ever crossed paths with Rocket Ishmael?
Rock is
one of the best dudes. He got a little higher, like a kind of a high-pitched voice, you know, and I hear Rock at the door. Rock knew both of us. We hung out quite a bit, and Rock's banging on the door. Hey, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? So finally, our neighbor lets him in, and he comes through like the adjoining door and breaks us up. put like literally him and two or three other guys breaks us up. I'm just trying to hold on to keep from getting hit in my face, right? I'm just trying to hold, because I'm laughing as hard as I can. And literally to this day, my dude is still mad at me over that little deal. Right
as there. He should be. He's well within his rights.
I took it a little far. So, I mean, it was funny, man. What the hell? I mean, you know, go ahead, man.
So looking at the text line, we got Gus and Katie, he says, hell no. But then we got a lot of people saying it's legit Wade. Yes, we call him Cow Patties, Throne Mini Wade.
That's crazy.
He's called it, yes, Slinging S Shingles. That's what.
Oh, wow.
There you go. He says, Baytown, anything can happen. Like, yeah, this is mind blowing. This is quite common. This is what the text line is telling us. Sports Radio 610-713-5724.
Yeah, when you do like a festival or something, I mean it's common to have like a cow chip throwing contest. I mean like for the kid, I'm sure they put gloves on or whatever. But I mean it's just grass. You ain't never seen a cow turd?
No, I ain't never seen no cow turd.
I mean it's
turd.
Grass, bro.
I don't like the zoos, man. I'm scared of animals, man. I ain't with all that.
My boy just said I hate zoos. I've seen a bunch of animals in the zoo, but I'm
terrified,
seen no damn,
man.
There ain't no cows in the zoo, Cecil.
Oh wait, come on, I ain't never been. I don't know.
I don't know what kind of zoos you going to.
I don't
man.
Know. I ain't never been.
Ain't no damn cows in the zoo.
Nah, I'm
zoo
good.
Of Houston ain't no cows,
oh,
in
man.
The zoo.
I done chewed up damn near the whole segment, fellas. You got something we can bang out real quick.
Cecil, you go ahead.
So around, I don't know how to follow that up with cow chips.
But, well, I mean, do this for me because we ain't got time. I don't want to waste your story because we'll use it later in the show. But you got. I mean, did y'all ever? Were y'all ever with a team that they like literally? Coach took us to, I mean, Dave Campo took us to SeaWorld. What would y'all say if your coach came in after a week's worth of 2 days and said, hey, boys, I'm going to give y'all a day off. I'm going to take y'all to SeaWorld.
Listen, it was the running joke every year in training camp that we were going to go to Slitterbahn. Like, that was the thing.
We're
headed to Slitterbahn. Like, we're going to go to Slitterbahn. And we never went. And every time they would say it, you're like, hey, we're gonna go to Slitterbahn. And it was Sean Cody was the main guy. Slitterbahn! He come out there on the practice field, and we're like, and we think, oh, we're really going to go. And we never got to go. Now, listen to you talk about it. Maybe it's a good thing we didn't go because it was going to be too hot and it's going to be tired.
Well, Slitterbahn's different because you can literally – it's a water park. I mean, so you spend – the goal is to spend – and I'm sure they shut it down. Like SeaWorld shut the whole place down for us. So if they shut down a water park, you would literally – walking from one place to the other would be the only time that you're sweating.
Yeah.
SeaWorld, we're walking on asphalt, literally like newly laid asphalt, to go watch a whale jump around in a pool.
How about
like,
this,
get
though?
The hell out. You got to be
kidding me. In Jacksonville, we went paintballing. So we had a practice. Nobody in the practice. We put our pants on, our pads on. No, it might have been just helmets. And we go out there and we stretch. And next thing you know, it's like five buses. We're like, what the hell going on? And like, are we going paintballing? So we all went crazy and went paintballing. That was cool.
Yeah, that I can see where that could be pretty fun right there. No, yeah, but look, like SeaWorld, it. Look, I don't want to go to SeaWorld. If I ever have kids, they're gonna be deprived because I ain't taking their little asses to SeaWorld either. I ain't walking around on that asphalt. And at now I'm 40, so I'd be knocking on about 50 years.
They got rides to SeaWorld though, right? You can ride roller coasters. And
I ain't been to SeaWorld in a minute.
I think you're thinking of Fiesta Texas, where it has water rides and has roller coasters.
I'm trying to think, what does SeaWorld have for like grown men?
Well, look, when it's all nothing, let me tell you, they ain't got nothing. Don't go. Don't take it. You got seven of them. Don't take them. You're gonna hurt your knees chasing them little suckers around. Now don't do it. Well, that's it for training camp stories. Hell, I should have just let y'all take a break for that segment, boys. My bad. I chewed that one up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.